Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Grace Slick bringing us back. Jefferson Starship, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. This is the Small Business Starship you're riding on. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, 17-year member of our Brain Trust, the amazingly awesome, wise, and beautiful Karen Cortell Reisman, author of The Naked Truth About Selling, The Naked Truth About Giving Speeches, and so many more. Karen, I need your website, please.
Easy. SpeakForYourself.com. And that's F-O-R. SpeakForYourself.com.
All right. So check that out, folks. Find her, all of her content there, the Speak For Yourself programs, videos, et cetera, et cetera. Audio, a bunch of audio offerings. Karen, we're talking about empowering others. You've been helping us understand about that important leadership trait, that leadership practice to empower others. We've talked about listening to your team, be empathetic, the small talk. That was a big one that we just talked about. What else do we need to know about this?
During these times and during every time, I always have said crisis creates clarity. And the clarity.
Say that
be
again.
For this
Say that
morning.
Again. Say that again, Karen. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead.
Crisis creates clarity. Crisis is very informative, and we can rise above the crisis by honing our skill set. And one of those skill sets is to empower others. It's a very smart communication tool on a good day, and it's vital on challenging days. And when you empower others, the others I'm talking about are your team, mm-hmm. your customer, your client, your prospect.
Does that include
others?
Karen, does that include when you're the senior person and you've been to town, you know, more than they have? Does that include sharing your background with them? And I think about the someone who's been around as long as I have, coming through something like we've just come through, having been through something, you know, in the past that were tough times, sitting down and talking to them and saying, you know, folks, this isn't my first rodeo. I made it through the last one. I think I can guide us through this one. Is it that kind of thing you're talking about?
Not really. I think it's time for us to, part of listening is to be quiet and let them do the talking and let them tell their stories. There's certainly a chance to be self-revelatory, to share a little bit about yourself. Sometimes it's all about the other person. And to information talks, mm-hmm. wisdom listens, and you already know what you know. And to listen to them and have them share what's really going on, where's the pain, what's keeping you up at night. Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about after they've said that, because I mean I just think back on times when the group, so to speak, the others, as you say, the other people in the team, you know, they were kind of worried, they were concerned about it, and somebody sat down and said, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but you know, I mean, I don't know, I just think there needs to be both of those.
When you dance, it's sort of two people to dance, both people have to step forward and backwards. And yeah. I can get there myself. I can't say, you can share your own story in a way that makes you more open and more vulnerable. And I believe that's what you're saying, Jim. And I do think there's times for that too, that we don't have this wall around the you know, this casing around the CEO. They're human beings as well. And yes, so it can go both directions. As the leader, it's important to listen to your team, listen collectively, listen to them individually. And so you want to talk a little bit about how you can empower others?
I got about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
All right. How about complimenting them? How about praising them specifically and sincerely? And praising in public. When you see somebody's doing a great job, you can empower somebody by complimenting them in front of somebody else. So it's a public kind of praise. And you can do that really well these days on social media as well. So just think about, I want to leave everybody, just go out there and compliment somebody else, empower somebody else, and remember that crisis can create clarity.
Mm-hmm. Raise them up. Elevate somebody else. And
exactly.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point. And Karen, I got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
To lead effectively during the good and bad times, you must empower others.
And you're talking about and you're not talking about delegating, right?
No, not delegating. We'll talk about that another time.
Yeah.
This is about making people feel better about who they are, mm-hmm. what they do, and how they can keep going.
Yeah. Well done, Karen. I need your website again, please.
Speakforyourself.com.
That's where you can find her books and all the other things that she offers. Karen Cortell Reisman, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Karen. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure.
See you next time. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away. I'm Jim Blassing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.